This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar, here at the main headlines this morning. The Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal, or NCLT, has ordered bankruptcy proceedings against the debt-ridden Future Retail and named an interim resolution professional for the Kishore Biyani-led company. The tribunal, which allowed the insolvency petition filed by Bank of India, also dismissed an intervention application filed by Amazon opposing insolvency proceedings on the grounds that it scuttles its rights. The bench appointed Vijay Kumar Iyer as the interim resolution professional. Wipro has reported a 21% decline in its June quarter net profit as higher employee-related costs pushed up the firm's overall expenses. Consolidated net profit at 2,500 crore rupees in April-June quarter was 20% lower than 3,200 crore rupees net profit in the same period a year back. Its expenses, which includes employee costs, jumped almost 23% to 18,600 crore rupees with attrition. India's largest lender, State Bank of India, has said its board has approved raising up to 11,000 crore rupees in bonds during the current financial year. Bank's central board, at its meeting held on Wednesday, approved raising capital by way of issuance of Basel III compliant debt instruments in dollar or rupee or any other convertible currency. Private sector lender IndusInd Bank reported a 60% rise in its first quarter consolidated net profit to 1,600 crore rupees on lower provisioning for bad assets. The Hinduja promoted lender had reported a net profit of 1,000 crore rupees for the April-June period in the preceding fiscal. Its core net interest income rose 16% to 4,100 crore rupees on the back of an 18% credit growth and an expansion in net interest margin to 4.2% from 4.06%. Imami Agrotech, the branded food manufacturing arm of the Imami Group, said its packaged spices business could draw revenues of 700 to 1,000 crore rupees over the next 5 years. Imami Agrotech, the branded food manufacturing arm of diversified Imami Group, launched Mantra Spices under the Imami Healthy and Tasty brand, offering a range of blended powdered spices and tastemakers. NHPC has signed a memorandum of understanding with Damodar Valley Corporation to explore the formation of a joint venture company for exploring and setting up hydropower and pump storage projects. The agreement was signed in the presence of AK Singh, the CMD of NHPC, and Ram Naresh Singh, Chairman, DVC. Tyre maker SEAT reported a 61% decline in its consolidated net profit at 9 crore rupees for the June quarter as high raw material prices impacted business. The Mumbai headquartered company had posted a net profit of 23 crore rupees in the corresponding period of last year. Revenue from operations, however, rose to 2,800 crore rupees in the first quarter as against 1,900 crore rupees in the year ago period. Strides Pharma Science said its board will meet next week to consider raising funds through the issuance of securities. The meeting of the committee of directors is scheduled to be held on July 25th to consider and approve the raising of funds by way of issuance of non-convertible debentures on a private placement basis. Moving on to markets. Markets are likely to open on a volatile note amid mixed global sentiments, steady crude oil prices and rate hike fears. SGX Nifty Futures quoted at 16,500 levels, down 4-odd points on the Nifty 50. A slew of corporate earnings will guide investor sentiments in trade today. Companies like Hindustan Zinc, PVR, RBL Bank and JSW Energy will report their June quarter results today. That apart, globally, the US markets closed in the positive zone as investors flocked to buy tech stocks. Major markets in Asia-Pacific traded mixed. Crude prices were steady over lackluster demand. Brent crude hovered around $106 per barrel. In business term of the day, we look at parity price. It describes a price level in two or more assets that represent equal or equivalent value. Depending on the type of asset that is used to price, parity prices can be used in a variety of different contexts. Parity is the price at which it becomes profitable for investors to convert their convertible bonds into shares of common stock. Parity can also be used to compare the value of two currencies. That's it from me. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.